Qualifications Authority figures show teenagers ended October with about 300,000 fewer NCEA results in the bag than at the same time last year. The figures also show big variations in the way the lockdown affected NCEA results in different parts of the country. Schools in Tasman, for example, had reported 40% fewer excellence results than normal, while in Gisborne the figure was just 2%. John Gerritsen is our education correspondent. He's been crunching the numbers. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Okay, how far off the pace are students this year then?
Okay, well, nationally, if you look at the positive results, so the achieves, the merits, the excellences, they've got 17% fewer positive results reported to NZQA by October the 28th. And if you break those down, it's 18% fewer achieved and merit results and 15% fewer excellence results. But look, on the positive side, there's 22% fewer not achieved results. And what's interesting here is that the proportion, the balance of those categories, not achieved, achieved, merit, excellence, pretty much the same as last year. So the results are mirroring a normal pattern of achievement. It's just fewer of them.
So some resilience there. And what about different regions?
Yeah, well, Auckland's had two lockdowns that closed classrooms and forced kids to learn at home. Now, their achieved merit and excellence results, you look at those in totality, they're down 20%. But some other regions, which didn't have two lockdowns, are also showing some big variations. Tasman, those positive results are 28% down on the same time last year, including that 40% drop in excellence results. But then look, somewhere like Otago, they've just got 9% fewer achieved merit and excellence results. And as mentioned in Gisborne, the schools there have reported only 2% fewer excellence results.
Any idea why the regional variance?
Well, what we're looking at here, when I've talked to principals, is probably schools reporting results a bit later and a bit of variation in those patterns. You know, certainly when you say, okay, well, look, are we going to see a big drop in the number of kids passing this year? Principals are going, oh, actually, we're thinking it's probably going to be okay. And there's a number of reasons for that. One is more results are being reported now since October 28th. Also, there's learning recognition credits, those extra credits young people can get. Now, in Auckland, you can get up to 20% of the credits you need for an NCEA qualification from those credits, and 13% in the rest of the country. So that's going to make a big difference. And of course, many students normally get a lot more NCEA credits in a year than they actually need. So if you've got a bit less of that, they're still going to pass. And in fact, I've talked to some principals, admittedly not in areas like Auckland where they've had a big impact, who've said we could have a bumper year. We could have more kids than ever getting the excellences, getting the credits.
Fascinating. John Gerritsen, thank you very much for that. Our education correspondent.